Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this morning on The Brain Strain, Wisconsin's morning trivia contest from McGaw in the Morning, we sprung some important Valentine's intel on you just in time for Valentine's Day on Friday. According to a new survey, what are two of the top five places in the world to propose to someone? Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. On our list, our survey here, according to this new survey, what are the two of the top five places to propose to someone? Two of the top five in the world.
Well, I think I got it. I'll say a strip joint and a funeral home.
Really?
Oh.
You know, those are actually interesting guesses. I could see that happening.
Shocker, though, Terry, did not make our top five list.
It didn't make the top five?
Go figure. A funeral home and a strip club.
Well, for saying be unique. I mean, wow.
That didn't make the cut. Hello there.
Wow. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
We're doing good. For Valentine's Day, we have this fun question here. According to this new survey we found, what are two of the top five places in the world to propose to someone?
Are you looking for cities?
Cities, places. Let me check the actual list. I'll see what
list. Jim, oh no.
Yeah, go for it. What do you got? What do you got?
Well, I was thinking Vegas and Paris.
You know, oddly enough, I don't see Vegas on our list here. No, Vegas.
Oh. Well, there is a Denny's in Vegas we talked about yesterday.
Yes, Terry had that on yesterday.
Yeah, you can go get married there for free on Valentine's Day.
Could you narrow down? Paris is a little general. Could you be a little more specific about Paris?
Oh.
The Eiffel Tower?
That's one of them.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Eiffel Tower is on the list.
Okay.
In fact, Eiffel Tower comes in at number two.
Oh.
They do.
Wow. No. Yeah.
We just need one more and
you'll
have
to try one more?
Boy, God, that's so tough.
I know.
Just two of the five. Two of our top five.
How about Lambeau?
Oh, that would work for me, but that's not on the list, sir. Good try, though, man.
Oh, thanks, my gosh. Guys.
Happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
Have a great day.
We still think you're amazing here. Hello.
Hello.
We're looking for two of the top five places to propose in the world. What do you think they are?
Paris and New York.
Boy, now narrow down your answers a little bit, because we got to be a little more specific.
Niagara Falls and the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, boy, here.
Yeah?
Let me check.
Okay.
I'm checking my work here.
Okay.
Yes. Two is the Eiffel Tower. Niagara Falls is number three on our list.
Yay!
You did it. You romantic devil, you.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, wait. Now, were you working as a team?
Oh, yes. My husband's right here with
me. I love that. I could hear you guys whispering that. I love that when people do that. It's so much fun to hear people working together like that.
Those are on our list here. Respectively, Eiffel Tower is number two, and yeah, Niagara Falls is number three.
And she was working with her Valentine to get the
Ooh,
answer. How about
look at
that?
Yes, I am.
Look at you.
Oh, that's so great.
Hey, so where did he propose to you? Or did you propose to him? Where did that happen? Do you remember?
In our living room.
Oh, I don't see that on the list here.
Well, maybe that should be number one.
Maybe we'll add that to the list.
Oh,
here.
My gosh. So you're going to the Nielsen Trust with us. What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
I know. Watch out for Rick Nielsen and his flying picks, as you probably know. He whips those picks out everywhere, and there's going to be lots of great stories they're going to tell. So it's going to be a great
awesome.
Time. Yeah. We look forward to getting together with you. Now, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie Plasek,
okay.
And I am from Wautoma.
Wautoma! Oh, my gosh, Debbie!
I don't see Wautoma on the list here either.
Oh! There's got to be some kind of really cool spot in Wautoma where people can propose.
I hear it's lovely in the springtime in Wautoma.
The summer, yes.
Oh, my God.
Nice going. You know what I like here, you guys? Number four on the list is while riding gondolas in Venice. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Is that the same as a jet ski on Lake Wabisa? Would that work as well?
Why not?
Right.
Why not?
That's my idea. Jet ski on Lake Wabisa. Well, good luck with that, Jim. Debbie, congratulations this morning.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.